would argue that it's where they should be, or even a bit higher if you're looking at a sort of normal CPI increase over, even CPI over a number of years. So it's nice to see that they're in a place that we can pay some bills with.
And is it more a case of, I guess, recovery rather than really cashing in?
Oh, absolutely, only recovery. And as I said, I don't think it's even where it should be, as far as that's concerned. But it is better than what it's been, and we're all grateful for that. And most of us have taken advantage of that and put a bit of cash back to the bank manager.
And tell us about the plans that southern producers might be making based on the current slaughter prices.
Well, most certainly where we are, where we haven't had even average rainfall over the last couple of years, so we're pretty dry. You know, when Alice got a number of inches and some people got, you know, a dozen inches above Alice earlier in the year, we only got 40 mil. So we're only sitting on about 60 mil for the entire year, and last year wasn't much better. So we're pretty dry. We've reduced numbers. We've sold cattle to keep numbers down, primarily to slaughter, and the plan is to do a bit more of that.
So that, as you say, that's the plan, and the plan all revolves around, you know, pretty good prices and being able to recover a bit, but Lindy, unfortunately, something's come up, and that is that there will be only 50,000 permits issued for live cattle going into Indonesia. We found that out overnight. When you found out about it, based on the ABC report yesterday, tell me about the conversation that you and Ash were having.
Well, we were just ruminating last night that we would expect, we might be wrong, that certainly the southern buyers would take a breath and go, well, what's going to happen? You know, the southern markets have been, as we said, quite good and have had a regular increase over the last couple of months in relation to grid prices and things at slaughter. We would expect that would hesitate, if not go backwards, based on the fact that they might be able to access additional cattle that would have gone through the live export market. So I'm not sure what the northern producers are planning. You know, I'm not sure how their feed's holding and whether they can hang on, what stage they've got cattle at, what weights they've got cattle at. You know, all of those things will have an impact. But we would expect, our opinion is that some of those may need to move south, which means the southern buyers have got an additional source, which means they'll hesitate the grid price, we would expect, and think about some other options, which means that for everybody, the price will drop.
And it's not just a guess, is it really? I mean, we've seen this before when the live export trade was halted for a couple of weeks. It had an impact on southern producers.
Yeah, and, you know, but at the end of the day, it can only be our opinion. We're not the ones setting grid prices. We're not the ones running those businesses. So, but if we were, sitting, we would go, well, let's just hang on a minute and see what's going to happen, because they're running a business too, and they go through stages where it's a buyer's market. For the first time in a long time, it's been a little bit of a seller's market. Doesn't happen very often, and certainly not where we can actually set the price. But it's been a bit better. It might swing back to a buyer's market again. And that means that everybody will rethink what their plans are. And for us, that could mean that we don't sell. We are running lower numbers. We've kept our numbers down because it has been drier. And Ash very much has a philosophy that if we can't get a reasonable price for them, we'll hang on to them and not be insulted by what some of the prices could be. But we're in a position to do that. Not everybody is.
Yeah, fair enough. And look, and just finally, Lindy, does it feel, you know, the permits were so unexpected in terms of quantity. There has been that period of good prices for southern slaughter, and now that's sort of, could be in jeopardy for a bit of a period. Do you feel like you just sort of can't catch a break a bit?
Sometimes. And, you know, for us, the permits aren't part of our everyday conversation because we're not in that market. You know, we're aware of what's going on. We understand what's happening with the northern producers. But it's not the basis of our production. But we were thinking last night that there, you sort of roll your eyes and go, well, what have we got to do? You know, where everybody's trying to do the best thing and the right thing, and to run a business and raise a family and look after the land that we're responsible for. But we actually need to cover costs. You know, we actually need to be able to break even, if not have enough to go to town and put food on the table. So you sort of, you wonder sometimes about... you know, what else is it extra that we've got to do? But we don't work the land without being resilient. We don't work the land without having plans in place. And I can, you know, there would not be a northern producer who hasn't got in the back of their mind plan B, particularly over the last few years. But there would be some... I am feeling that there'd be some tough conversations around some of those breakfast tables, because they've been burnt so badly that they'd be going, well, here we go again, and that's not fair. You know, it's just not fair. Indonesia's got the right to buy the cattle that they want to buy. And we all have to make plans to run our businesses accordingly, but it's sometimes can be a bit tougher. And that's where the philosophy has to be always, where's the good thing? You know, find the good thing in what's happening and work towards that, which is what we all do.